From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Members of Congress from both parties are expressing support for President Obama's plan for broader action against so-called Islamic State militants. But NPR's Craig Windham reports some lawmakers believe even more needs to be done to counter the threat posed by the group.
Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin says it's essential that Arab nations play a major role.
The participation of key Arab states in the region will be critical to the effectiveness of any international coalition.
House Armed Services Committee Chairman Howard Buck McKeon is concerned that Obama's plan doesn't go far enough.
As much as I want the president's approach to work, I believe the minimalist strategy will not get us there.
House Speaker John Boehner says, though, he expects Republicans to give Obama what he's requesting.
We stand ready to work with the president.
He says that includes authorizing the training and arming of moderate Syrian opposition forces.
But I remain concerned that those measures could take years to fully implement.
Boehner says the militants' momentum must be halted immediately. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama says the U.S. is moving forward with tougher economic sanctions against Russia in connection with the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. The president announcing today the new sanctions will affect Russia's financial, energy, and defense sectors. He says they'll increase Moscow's political isolation and economic costs. U.S. penalties, including limiting capital to Russia's biggest bank, are paired with a new round of European sanctions announced today in Brussels. The U.S. government has threatened to fine Yahoo $250,000 a day if it refused to hand over user data to the National Security Agency. As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, that revelation came after a court order unsealing some 1,500 pages of documents.
The court that unsealed the documents is the same one that rejected a challenge by Yahoo in 2008 to the government's secret surveillance program. That program, called PRISM, was revealed by the whistleblower Edward Snowden. In a blog post, Yahoo's general counsel, Ron Bell, wrote that the documents underscore how he had to fight every step of the way to challenge U.S. government surveillance orders. Yahoo took the case to a secret court that oversees requests for surveillance orders and national security investigations. After Yahoo's loss in the case, other major U.S. tech companies, including Google and Microsoft, were forced to hand over user data. Tech companies have faced a backlash as a result of cooperating with the government. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
Consumer electronics company Radio Shack now says the company may need to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. But the struggling electronics retailer said in a regulatory filing today it's in talks with its lenders, bondholders, shareholders, and landlords to try to fix its balance sheet. Texas-based company has been trying to turn itself around over the past 18 months. The company's shares have been in free fall since 2010, with the retailer now in danger of being delisted from the New York Stock Exchange. A mixed close on Wall Street today. Blue chip stocks were down 19 points to 17,049. The NASDAQ gained 5 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 rose a point today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Officials in Sierra Leone are confirming that another of that country's doctors working to contain an outbreak of the deadly disease Ebola has herself become infected with the virus. A spokesman with the health ministry there saying the woman, the medical superintendent of a hospital in the capital, tested positive for the disease. At this point, officials say arrangements are being made to evacuate her to another country for medical treatment. The guitarist for one of the biggest alternative bands of the 1980s and 90s has died. Robert Young played with the group Primal Scream. As NPR's Ned Ulby reports, Young was found dead at his home in Sussex, England, Tuesday. He was 49 years old.
Young co-wrote some of the tunes that made Primal Scream's Screamadelica one of the biggest indie albums in 1991, the same year as Nirvana's Nevermind. Primal Scream united Rolling Stone-style rock, rave, and acid house. Young was an early member of the band after it formed in Glasgow. His songwriting and chunky power chords helped the band win Britain's prestigious Mercury Prize the first year it was awarded. Young, who is known as Throb, left the band in 2006 for what were described as personal problems. His death is not now being treated as suspicious. Neto Ulibi, NPR News.
Toyota is announcing a major recall. The automaker says it will recall 130,000 Tundra full-size pickups because a plastic trim piece could potentially interfere with side airbags. Recall affects both Crewmax and double cab versions of the company's 2014 model pickups. The company says the trim covering the center pillars behind the front seats may have been installed incorrectly. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.